Well, it just came in today. Okay, this is a conditional use permit, number 15. Neil Bergerman is...
How do you say your last name?
That's fine.
Bergerman. Okay.
Yep.
Is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for an RV boat storage unit facility located off Highway 160, which is parcel number 11-4.0-19-000-000-014.000 Kissee Mills. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. As per this, Taney County's assessor's information, property is 11 acres in size with no structures on the property. So you guys will make a decision on this, and since it's a conditional use, so the if the Planning Commission approves of this conditional use, the following requirements shall apply. Compliance with the Taney County Zoning Regulations. 2 would be compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Stormwater and Erosion Controls Regulations, Sections 12 and 13, and Land Disturbance Permit Application Requirements. 3, decision is subject to all existing easements. 4, commercial building permit will be required for all applicable structures. So if we look to the far left at the screen, that's where Beaver Creek Bridge, where the 160 crosses Beaver Creek. So we're going east on 160. This is the Road and Bridge Department. This is a road that goes to Cedar Creek. There's our zoning layer, just give you a feel for the other parcels around it. And here's the drawing that the applicant submitted that you can ask questions about to kind of show his layout. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. My name's Neil Brigman. My wife and I have a home down in Cedar Creek off the end of Cotton Rock. We've been looking for a piece of property somewhere between Beaver Creek and Highway M to start just a boat and RV storage. Kind of planning on having like a fenced, gated area with a parking lot to start out. I put a building on there on that plan as possibly in the future. Kind of depends on how it goes. We're going to start out with just a parking lot and a fence, electric gate, 6-foot chain link. We're requesting the conditional use permit. We kind of had spoken to planning and zoning, and they didn't really recommend going to commercial for something like that, just because it would open up other areas. But I know it's 11 acres. This back line back here is on the highway department. So the back line back there has a 6-foot chain link fence with barbed wire on top already. The facility is more going to be up here. It's kind of a deep acreage, you know, narrower. So we're finding a clear area up here for the two fence, you know, that has highway frontage.
And is that a residential home on the opposite side of the road?
It is.
Except for this is actually a pump shop. This is Tammy Maggard's.
Maggard Well Service.
Maggie's, yeah, her well service.
Like I said, we have been looking for a piece of property there. The Hilda City Limits is right here, right next to the Hilda Post Office, if you guys know where that's at.
So per your zoning regulations, and we look at the chart, self-service storage is a conditional use in A1, thus the application, or a conditional use in C1, or permitted by right in C2, M1, and M2. So I try to explain this to each applicant, and of course I have no idea what you decide, but C1, C2, or M1 or M2 might be a difficult task since there's not any evening close in the area. But conditional use for self-storage is available in A1 as conditional use.
So, any other questions for the applicant?
Did you plan on coming onto it from 160 or Gilbert Lane?
No, it does not touch Gilbert Lane. The highway department has the property behind it, so none of the back touches Gilbert Lane. And it's just a straight stretch of 160 there. The entrance would definitely have to be off 160. We're planning on having it as far as if you would come in there with a camper or a boat, to have the gate, you know, probably 100 to 150 feet back so you can get off the road, not impact traffic or anything like that.
Will it be lighted?
Planning on, yeah. Lighted, fenced, electric gate.
If approved, you'd have to get with MoDOT.
Right.
For their entrance permit.
Correct.
Anyone in the audience here to speak on behalf of the application or opposed to the application? No one to speak for the public hearing? Any questions, comments amongst ourselves?
You got a motion to approve.
Yeah, I do. You're going to put lighting on it? I mean, you're gonna,
that's the plan, yep, to have lighting. It's kind of a... The area, I'm a little concerned, it is, there's kind of a high theft rate down in that area. I know they had somebody break into the maintenance shed, and definitely want to have a secure area, because I know, like, we were back there walking around, and somebody stole all the cedars off the back of it, and, you know, it's definitely a concern of, a theft concern for sure, so we want to make sure it's secure.
Any other questions?
Do you see your entrance kind of right across from that that other entrance right where the 160 symbol is?
No, I don't know for sure. It'd probably be towards the other side, just because it lays flatter coming off the highway.
You talking about further east or west?
Further west,
right.
Up towards the top. Kind of where that cedar, you can tell where the cedars are there. That'd be about the flattest spot to come in.
Any other questions? Discussion amongst ourselves? If not, is someone comfortable to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We've got a motion to approve the application. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're down to proposed ATV rental and trails located off of Trophy Run Road.
Okay. So Lewis Chapman is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for an ATV rental and trail system to be located on two parcels off Trophy Run Road. The parcels are 18-8.0-27-0000-003.000 and -008.000 Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. So again, if the Planning Commission would approve this conditional use permit, the following recommendations would apply unless revised by the Planning Commission: compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations; two, again, your stormwater erosion control and land disturbance permit; three, decisions subject to all existing easements; and four, any kind of structures would require a commercial building permit. So we are straight across from State Park Marina. And I've got the two large parcels highlighted. Trophy Run Road comes off of State Highway 165. If you're looking at this, these are two major highline right-of-ways or easements. So here's our zoning layer. And I posted the property there, and I just took a picture of it to give you a feel. I'm about right here when I posted that. You can see a little bit of this R1 zoning in that photo. And I'm going to go to Beacon, but the headquarters is right in here. And I think the applicant will talk to you about access and the plan, so I'll turn it over to the applicant while I pull it up on Beacon.
Hello, I'm Lewis Chapman. I have been the owner and operator of White River Adventures and Dive Company since 1998. So I started as a scuba diver. We've added kayaks and stand-up paddle boards over the years. We rent bicycles. We have a campground here across from the state park also. And this is our newest adventure. We were invited to become a Polaris outfitter. So this property behind us has been, which is actually owned by the same landlord I have on the property I have now. We've thought about this for a long time, and this property was really not suitable for a lot of other things. There's a lot of steep, rough property on this, and being that the power lines split this into thirds, you can't build much on this property because you have a 50-foot easement on each side of the power lines. The landlord actually lives in Florida and has encouraged me to try to find a viable solution to some use of this property. We would like to eventually buy it. But here is a shot. Let me show you. This is where we're currently located. Our dive shop sits here, and we also use this house set up where we can use offices and whatnot there. We did buy the big round building last year. So the big round building that's not in very good shape.
It's caving in.
It's coming down. It's really neat. It's 9,500 square feet. I think they just had some bad design defects, but we ultimately would be able to utilize that property also for to actually start the trails. Because of the campground, we want to have the Polaris's run on that new lot just so they're not running through the campground to get onto this property. But you can see some of the original sewer easements, kind of these highlights through. There's a sewer easement here, and then here's a pond, and we go up to the high lines here. So when we map this out with GPS, it turns out we're only going to use about officially 59.9 acres as of now. So it's a 165-acre plot of land. We're certainly not using it at all by any means. Most of those trails were existing trails that were on the property. I think this was used. I think it was a cattle farm at one time. There was some old roads in there, and that was our plan, was just to continue to use those old roads. Through the Polaris program, it is a nationwide program. So when people are interested in buying a Polaris product, they're encouraged to come to one of the outfitters, which is about 70 across the country, and encouraged to try them out and see what they think. These are the newest models. They are the high ends. You know, and when we started thinking about this trail system and bikes, you know, we have the pink Jeeps, which are kind of next door to us, if you're familiar with the pink Jeep program. They're operating up in the Barrett Mountain property, which is across the street from Trophy Run. So our main concern was going to be a noise problem to our neighbors and making sure we have a good noise mitigation plan. The way we laid the trails out is specifically designed to keep our neighbors from being bugged. We have two residential properties. I've met with both of those property owners. They didn't have any objection, but we also did lay those trails out specifically so it did not bother them.
The only other concern we had was with the campground on the far end of the